102.3 Proclaim FM, and the Word of God says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And using faith is something that God wants us to do. In fact, it says that without faith, it's impossible to even please Him. And the good thing is, the really great thing is that God told us that He has given to all of us a measure of faith. And so you, Maddie Walters, have certainly been walking by faith for a long time now. Yeah. And you were, I don't know how else to put this, but you were forced into using it at a very young age in terms of not giving up because of the painful ordeal that you suffered. And so with that said, could we share with our audience this afternoon what happened 13 years ago?
Yeah, so 13 years ago, I lived in a little town called Millbury, Ohio. It's right outside of Toledo. And there was a tornado that came through. It was 170 miles per hour. And it was an EF4 tornado that came through my hometown.
Tell me what that means, an EF4. So for that, those who may not know.
Yeah, so an EF4 is one of the strongest tornadoes that could ever come through. I think the strongest tornado is like an EF5, I want to say.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and so it was...
So highly unusual in this area.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like in Ohio. We live in Ohio. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, we're not in Oklahoma or whatever, Kansas.
Yeah. And so I don't like remember much of that night. And it's funny because like people will ask me and they've asked me over the years, like, okay, like what was it like the night of the tornado? And I honestly think that it was the Lord's just angels protecting me from all of that trauma of not really remembering what happened that night. You know, I remember or I don't remember, but people tell me through stories of like, okay, this is what you did that night. But like, I don't have that physical like memory of like, I remember doing that.
Okay.
And so I know that like my parents' brother and I went over to my parents' best friend's house and they lived a few miles down the road and we were just hanging out with them and we went back to our house and we all went to bed not really thinking about anything and just were like, okay, it's just a normal night. And that night, I
was there a threat of any kind? Did people say, oh, there's a possibility that a tornado will come through?
I don't remember that, but okay, I know.
Because I'm not from this area, so I don't know.
Right, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and I know, so my Aunt Amy and Uncle Craig, they have raised me for the past 13 years, and my Aunt Amy was actually my mom's sister, and they used to live like a mile down the road from us, and it was so cool because they actually moved to another town earlier that year, and it was totally God's plan because the house they had before had one bathroom, and it had stairs and I'd have to go upstairs in a wheelchair to get to this bathroom. And anyways, I remember that night they said, you know, we tried calling your parents and we tried like warning them, you know, we were watching the news and we saw what was happening. And my Nana was at my Uncle Dan's house in Waterville, Ohio. And she said that, you know, I want to go over to Mary's house. And we lived 30 minutes from there. And my Uncle Dan was like, you're not going anywhere. Like, this weather is too crazy for you to go drive over there. And so I think it was my Uncle Craig and my dad's best friend who were driving over to our house and they heard the sirens. And so they drove back to their house. And then that's when the tornado hit.
Okay.
So.
And did it devastate much, quite a bit of the neighborhood?
Yeah, so it destroyed many houses and actually our local high school. And I think like the path of the tornado was kind of like weird because it would touch like some parts and like, even though like my Aunt Amy and Uncle Craig's old house was like not even a mile down the road, it didn't even touch their house at all. And so I think it kind of just like destroyed a strip and then it would like pick up and then it'd go destroy another strip. And so I know from our local area, there were 7 people who passed away and many houses that were destroyed. But it's so cool because some of my old neighbors are still there. And one of them is my Uncle Craig's best friend. And it's just so cool because I still get to know them and have a relationship with them. And it's cool how I've seen them grow from that time as well because they have a different story than what I do.
Oh, wow. Well, your story is a very gripping one, and so we'll get to a good part of that.
Yeah,
and the heart of what happened really the following day, right? As we hear this song by Casting Crowns,
yes,
how even in the midst of the storm, we can and we should praise Him because
Absolutely.
He's worthy,
right?
Right.
I would was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once
102.3 Proclaim FM. Maddie Walters here in the studio with me. One of the things that I just love about you and your family is that you know every single lyric of every single song that we play. You listen to Proclaim FM.
We do.
Religiously, if you will. You know what I mean? I mean, this is your radio station. So I love that.
I love that it's local too. And we can drive here.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, when I saw that you posted it on Facebook, it was at the beginning of last week?
Mm-hmm. It was last Monday.
Okay. So, and it was the actual date.
Yeah.
And you posted pictures and you shared your heart on Facebook about this. And to my knowledge, it was the first time I had ever seen you share that online. Now, maybe you've done it before, but I was unaware of it. And the reason I called you is because Amy, your wonderful, beautiful aunt.
Yes.
I know you call her your aunt.
Yes.
She's your aunt, though. Okay, I'm just saying. But she told me that you have had an opportunity to share your story with others, and you've taken that up. I mean, you've actually agreed to it.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, I know her. I know this beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if she would share this, you know, here on Proclaim FM so that people can hear that despite the difficulty and the tremendous loss, you know, here you are.
Yeah.
And we've had people already chime in, calling in and texting in, and they were there, you know, they experienced it and, but not quite the way you did.
Yeah.
So what went on that night, because this devastated your home, it flattened your home out.
Yeah, it did.
And an ambulance came, picked you up. You're unaware of that. You had some kind of a concussion. You were 7 years old.
Yeah.
And they brought you to the hospital.
Yeah.
So when you came to, was it that night or the next day?
I want to say it was probably the next day because the tornado happened. I think it was around like 11:30 or 12. I don't know the exact details. So, but I remember people telling me that if my dad had not been thrown across the street with me, I probably wouldn't have survived because they, of course, they don't know the exact way that we landed, but they can imagine that my dad had his arm underneath me so that I didn't suffer as much as he did. And I just think, like, in that picture, I think just, like, in that picture, that, like, just shows me the love of Jesus and how he's always there with us and, like, he's going to keep his arm around us. And I just think, like, that was a picture of what the Lord was going to do over these next 13 years of, like, yeah, you might suffer through this thing, but I'm going to use your pain for a purpose. And so,
Plus, the love and the protection of a father.
Yeah.
Protecting his little girl. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So when you did come to, what was the first thing that happened?
So
that you can remember.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, being in a hospital bed and I had suffered a concussion and I had a few broken bones and I had to get stitches and all of that. And like, okay, this is going to be like kind of funny, not really funny, but I remember like when I was in the wheelchair, like I hated going to like use the restroom because it was just so hard and so painful. And so like, I remember kind of just being in the hospital bed in the wheelchair, like I was probably super stubborn, but also because I was in a lot of pain as well. But I remember my Nana was there and I looked her in the eyes and I said, Nana, you can't leave me. And because I knew that she, I mean, honestly, she's one of my best friends. And I knew that my mom and my brother, I didn't know where they were at that time. I didn't know where my dad was at that time, but I knew they were in the room with me and I knew my Nana was, and she was my safe place. And so I told her, you can't leave me. And so I remember she stayed in the hospital with me during that whole time.
Oh, your Nana. I've met her.
Yeah, she's the best.
She is. She's very sweet. So you felt safe with her, which was a good thing because of course you knew her. There was some familiarity there, right? More of the story with Maddie Walters coming up. The sole survivor of her immediate family of a terrible tornado that hit 13 years ago.
Under your shadow, under your wing, hide me.
Okay, we're going to be coming back in just a moment with Maddie Walters as she continues to tell her story this afternoon on Proclaim FM of the tornado that hit 13 years ago, the devastation of it. She was 7 years old. And more of her story is coming right up right here.
Have you heard of the Talit?
Proclaim FM. And who was that?
Jeremy Camp.
That's right. And Maddie actually mentioned this song to me, There yeah. Will Be a Day, when he will wipe every tear from your eyes mm-hmm. and from my eyes and from everyone else's eyes who are listening right now.
Yeah.
But you have cried many tears.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened next.
Yeah, so after, like, I had my Nana, I was like, you have to stay in here with me. I think it was probably a day or two after. My Aunt Amy just kind of kept telling me, hey, your mom and your brother and your dad, they're just upstairs. Like, they'll be fine. And so, like, I naturally just believed her. Okay, like, they're upstairs. I'll get to see them again. Mm. And she came to the point where my dad worked at hospice in Perrysburg. And there was
He did. Okay.
Yes. And so there was a therapist on staff there, and she told, I think it was my Uncle Craig, like, you're going to have to break the news to Maddie because you're going to be the one raising her. And like in that moment, it's like, oh my gosh, like this is like all happening at once. And like they didn't really have time to prepare. And so my Aunt Amy was like, okay, I'm going to have to tell her. And so I remember her crawling up into the bed with me, and she was like, hey, I got to break some news to you that your mom and your brother, they're with Jesus. And I just vividly remember in that moment, I just lost it. And I was like, why is this happening to me? I'm literally only seven, and they had so much more life to live. And my
did
dad,
did you have any idea, did you think that that was so, or did you really believe that they were not upstairs as in heaven, but they were upstairs in the hospital?
I feel like I believe that they were actually really there, because I was like, if I'm still here, like they have to be here. Like,
sure,
if
right.
I survived the tornado, why can't they?
Right, right.
And my dad was in the ICU, and he was, unstable. And I think he lived 13 days after the tornado had happened, or not 13,
really?
8 days, after the tornado
okay.
had happened. And so I remember I got out of the hospital and I went down to visit him, and I went to go like talk to him, like to have a conversation, because that's what I do. And he didn't respond back to me. And that's when I knew in that moment, I was like, okay, Maddie, you're going to be the only survivor of this family. And that was hard.
At that age, you could perceive that already.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because I don't know. I just saw him in that
goodness.
State.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how he could get out of this. Only by Jesus he could. But what if Jesus had another plan? And so I think sometimes, like my Uncle Craig always says, you can prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And so I prepared for the worst and was like, you know what? This is going to be my story.
Wow. Well, I guess you could say, and I can't help but, you know, play the song, God is in this story, right? Because the story goes on mm-hmm. after all these years, 13 years later. And now here you are, this strong, young, precious, powerful mm-hmm. woman of God who is willing to share this story that others may be healed.
Right.
All right. Here we go with Katie Nicole on 102.3 Proclaim FM.
The storm of pain. In this book, words that tell.
It doesn't matter who you are, this world gonna leave some battle scars.
Wow, talk about battle scars. On 102.3 Proclaim FM, the music of Toby Mac, and just an appropriate song for us to hear as Maddie Walters is sharing her story of the devastation of a tornado that mm-hmm. remarkably and inexplicably hit the area here in Toledo, in Millbury, and in other towns, right?
Yeah, I don't know the exact towns.
Right, but you and your family, you know, faced that devastation along with many of your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And of course, the school. Which school was that again?
It was Lake High School. It's actually the high school that I graduated from.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing from all kinds of people and all their different stories. I want to share one of them with you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So there's this woman who wrote, and she said, thank you for having Maddie on. She's not the only one who has said that. Telling her story. She said, my husband worked with her dad. And through our families became friends as a result. And I even babysat Maddie while her family was at her grandfather's funeral and while her mom was in the hospital pregnant with Hayden.
That is so cool.
So that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Oh, God bless her. And she mentions, of course, Aunt Amy and Uncle Craig, who are probably listening right now, along with Abby and Evie. Yes. Everyone's listening, right?
Yes.
The whole family.
No, my cousin Nathan is at our house, too. So
yeah. Hi, Nathan.
Crew.
Hello, everybody. So, all right. So the story is Amy is the one who told you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it had to register for you.
Right.
You got it right off the bat and realized, I'm devastated.
Mm-hmm.
You told me, however, you had made a decision how many months before this accident?
Yeah, so in March, it was March 21st, 2010, that I made the decision to be saved and to ask Jesus to become the Lord of my life. And I just think it's so cool how God is so timely. And if that wouldn't have happened, who knows if I'd be walking with Jesus right now.
Right. You were so young, but you remember the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your mom who prayed with you.
Yeah, it was in our living room.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was younger, I hated going back to the nursery at church. And so
why?
Because
you just wanted to be with mom and dad.
Yeah, my mom was I was super shy. I would never talk to anybody. A stranger came up to me, I would literally probably bawl my eyes out. There's this picture that I'm being held by one of my uncles and I was crying. I was like, he's my uncle. Why am I crying?
So
I always went to big church with them. And so after the tornado, I went back to the kids area and I was so scared. I was like, what the heck? So I stayed with Abby and Evie the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care if they're a year younger than me. I'm staying in their classroom.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how wonderful that you were able to be raised with them.
Yeah.
You know, three girls, so close in age.
Yeah.
Of course, they're twins, but there's
I know, it's
that.
Because people will ask us, they're like, you guys are 16 months apart. I'm like, we have different moms. It's a story.
It is a story. That's amazing. Okay, so beyond that, when you immediately, of course, went to their home.
Mm-hmm.
Your Nana, of course, loved on you as well and,
right.
and other family members, I'm sure. So the process from that point until now, a lot of things have happened.
Yeah.
You said that you've had therapists.
Yeah.
More than one.
Mm-hmm. Like five.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason for that, or varied reasons, but so when did you experience, I don't know how else to say this, but a breakthrough where you knew I can live again?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't feel like it truly happened until 2020 during COVID, which is crazy because
that's amazing.
10 years after.
Yeah.
But I remember during COVID, I was going through therapy with another therapist, and that's really when I really understood, I'm never going to understand why the tornado happened, why I'm still here on earth. I'll never know that answer until I get to heaven. But I think it was during that time that I really understood, God actually has me here for a purpose. And that I'm supposed to share my testimony, because even if it just helps one person or one person comes to know the Lord through this, then I would have the tornado happen again, even though it was such a painful time.
Listen to you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
One last thought.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. You just said that straight from your heart.
Yeah.
There is no script here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you, this girl is speaking from her heart. That's an amazing thing to say.
Yeah. And I know one of my favorite artists is Jeremy Camp. And I love his story of how he lost his wife, but he clung to Jesus through that time. And I think it was either him, no, it was his wife who said this when she was passing away. She said, if one person comes to know the Lord through this, then it will all be worth it. And that is just how I felt over the last really 3 years, but the last 13 years of, if one person comes to know Jesus, this is worth it. It's not my story. It's the story that God wrote for me, and I just get to live it out. So, yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. I sit here and I see this precious, beautiful young woman of God sincerely share that from her heart. There is not an ounce of apprehension that you have in sharing that. And I think that that's amazing. That has, And not that it hasn't taken time, it has.
Right.
But isn't it amazing that that came to fruition, if you will, during COVID?
Yeah.
Why? Because it was like a quiet time, because it was like
we
you couldn't stay at home. Right.
Yeah.
So you had time to think.
Yeah.
Time to talk to God. Time to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. One of 2.3 Proclaim FM, uplifting and family friendly. And Maddie Walters is telling her story of being rescued from death herself through an atrocious act of a tornado that came through 13 years ago. But her mom, her dad, and her little brother, her only sibling, were all their lives were taken. Mm-hmm. And she's telling her story today. It's amazing. And I thank the Lord. And one of the things that you said, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but this is what you said, that if you had to go through this for one person to come to know Jesus, a soul worth saving, that you would go through it again.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. More with Maddie coming up in just a moment. Right.
And so like my Aunt Amy and my Uncle Craig and my Kisses, that's a name that one of our teachers came up with. Cousins and sisters, that's what we are.
Kisses. Oh, Kisses. That's so cute.
Yes.
I love that.
And so we were just really close. Like we literally would walk to each other's houses. We'd get off the bus together. We'd go to school together. And so I think it's really cool how the Lord just kind of like did that before the tornado even happened. And so it worked out that in my mom and dad's will that my Aunt Amy and my Uncle Craig were listed as my caregivers and that they were going to be the ones that were going to take care of me after they had passed away.
Right.
And honestly, like I couldn't think of better bonus parents. They're amazing. My Uncle Craig is, I would say, kind of like my mom. He's super frugal. And so am I. So I get that characteristic too. And he's like super neat, super clean. So is my mom.
Okay.
And then I feel like my Aunt Amy and my dad were a lot of light because they were more extroverted. They could talk to like a tree.
that's true. I mean, I know Amy, true. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and they were just...
And your dad was like that? Isn't that funny that she and your mom were sisters, but she was more in personality like your dad?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
And I know like my dad was always like funny, and I know my Uncle Craig is too. It's funny because like he's really like a teenager in an adult body. Like he gets along so well with the cousins.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes he'd rather hang out with our cousins than the actual adults, which is super cool. But, and then Abby and Evie, I mean, honestly, they're just a gift. They're like sisters that I've had from the start. Like no one would even know that we have different moms. Everyone.
No. I mean, I was so confused when I first met you guys. You know, of course I was like, you know, who are these absolutely beautiful girls who are just so effervescent and fun and cute and alive in Christ.
Right.
And then I start to hear your story.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's funny because people always thought we were triplets. But then, like, I remember one time we were getting a pedicure and the one guy asked me if I was like 12 and if Abby was 18. And I was like,
What?
I mean, I guess that's
going to
be a bonus
when
I'm older. That I'm going to look younger even though I'm older.
Oh, and they're listening right now and they're going, you are not.
It's fine.
Wow. A new family, and it's been beautiful ever since.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Traded all my dark for the light. Traded all my blindness for sight.
Guess what?
What?
I'm giving away $102!
Woo!
Yes!
Yay!
Sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight, you could win.
Mm,
yes, and
exciting.
I hope you've been listening and paying attention.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. Hey, listen, our Church of the Week is actually pastored by Will Henderson. It's lead419.com, which is actually Lead Community Church. It's on Reynolds Road.
Mm.
And you know what time their service begins on a Sunday?
9?
I mean, divorce is horrible.
Right.
You know, and I'm pretty sure she was devastated that, you know, she and her husband had been, I want to say he was on the 13th anniversary of the tornado that came through our area and devastated many people. 7 people died, right?
Yeah.
But 3 of those people were Maddie's immediate family, her mom, her dad, and her brother.
Yeah.
And she was the only one left. And as you wrote in there last week, you said, you know, I was the 7-year-old girl that everyone talked about who lost her family. And everyone was, you know, writing about you or talking about you or whatever, but They didn't live the life.
Right.
You lived it.
Yeah.
And here you are to talk about it this afternoon on Proclaim FM to let people know that there is healing.
Right.
And there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that you're doing right now that you never expected a few years back that you would be doing.
No, never.
Because like you said, you were really timid.
Yeah.
And now what are you doing?
Yeah. So I lead our youth worship team. I'm one of like the co-leaders on there.
Wow.
And I never expected that because like leading in front of people, like it terrified me. But I love being able to use your gifts and talents for the Lord and whatever that looks like.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that's super fun. That's a recent thing that I just started doing this past year.
Yes.
And it's super fun because there's another girl who's my age and then a girl who's older than us. And the one leads the tech booth, the one leads like the vocalist, and then I help lead the instruments. And we get to create this whole like trio, and we just get to kind of do this together and pour into the lives of the students who we were in the position and the place that they are right now a few years ago.
Right.
So that's super cool.
And, well, what's cool is that, yeah, is that you're so close to it that they can hear from you,
right.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
And say, oh, she really knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So you had a little, was it like a mini retreat?
Yeah, we had a mini retreat with the youth group the past 3 days. So Monday evening, all day Tuesday, and then half a day. And we actually go to Main Street Church. And so last
night. Where is Main Street Church?
It is in Wallbridge. It's off of 795.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been there my entire life. I literally came out of the womb and started going to Main Street.
Okay.
And it was so cool because last night, I just love when the Holy Spirit leads during worship. And like, it's not about the voices that are being heard or anything like that. Like, yes, we're worshiping God, but if we didn't have the music, like that wouldn't matter. Because when the Holy Spirit there, it's just a whole different atmosphere. And my cousin Nathan is actually in town from Indiana. And we asked him if he wanted to lead worship with us. And he's like, sure. And so he
wow.
played the guitar. Evie, my sister, played the keys. And then we had two other people on with us. And it was just such a cool experience getting to do that with them. And one of the last songs that we sang was I Can Only Imagine. And this is one of my favorite songs because it just shares the hope that we have in Jesus and that we get to see those loved ones who accepted the Lord one day.
Wow. What do you think your mom and your dad and your brother are doing right now?
I think they're dancing with Jesus.
Yeah. Well, we can only imagine, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it is. It's Mercy Me and their classic on 102.3 Proclaim FM.
I can only imagine what it will be like.
Proclaim FM. Maddie Walter is my guest here in the studio. And of course, both songs were about heaven and
yes.
I Can Only Imagine. Powerful. All right. I just have to say this before Maddie tells more of her story.
Okay.
She has more that she wants to share. So the picture that I posted
yeah.
that your Aunt Amy put up, she mm-hmm. posted it. I didn't even realize that this effervescent, gorgeous picture of you was in the cemetery.
Yeah. From last Monday.
So you guys have got to go to our Facebook page. It's on my private one and it's also on Proclaim FM's, so
yeah.
you can find it somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to see this picture because talk about up out of the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, I mean, you can't fake joy in someone's face.
Right.
And the joy on your face, and then there you are in front of the cemetery
mm-hmm.
where your family is, where they're buried.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that they're not there.
Right.
And they're in heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't produce this. Only God can do this.
Absolutely.
So you guys have got to see this picture. I'm telling you right now because I didn't even realize it and I posted it. Not funny. That's crazy. Okay. So Maddie, there was
yeah.
something you wanted to share. A few things.
Yeah. So the other two things that are going on in my life that are
yeah.
super fun.
Yes.
The one, okay. So my sister Evie and I wanted to just get like a fun summer job to do together.
Yeah.
She goes to school in Indiana and so we don't really get to see her all that much during the school year. And
I can't get over it. I forgot that they're in college.
Yeah. She's a sophomore in college now and so is Abby.
No.
Insane. Evie's going into education
okay.
and Abby's going into nursing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so amazing.
Yeah.
And so because Evie's going into education, I was just looking for like a fun little part-time job, just to have like fun over the summer. Mm-hmm. And the daycare that my mom used to work at, I was talking to my Aunt Amy and we were like, honestly, this might be the best thing like ever, especially for Evie as she's going into education. Right. And for me to be able to give back to the place that like helped me grow as a young little kid. And so my mom worked here at Children's Discovery Center in Waterville, and her boss is still there. She still works there. Her name is Lisa, and she's like a bonus aunt to me. I absolutely love her. And so I told her, I was like, okay, Lisa, like, I think Evie and I want to work here. We're not sure because it's probably a little wild here. And she goes, yes, the kids are crazy. But I was like, you know what? I think it will all be worth it. And so at this particular location, there's a memorial garden in the back. And it has a picture of my parents. And I'm in the picture, of course. And it's just a little memorial garden to honor them. And
Oh, my goodness.
It's so cool. Yeah.
So where you work, there's a memorial garden for your family.
Yeah, it's cool because like when you
When
you go outside with the kids, like the first time I saw it, like I hadn't seen it in years. And so when I saw it, I was like,
oh my goodness. Is that?
Yeah. And then the other fun little thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll play a song for you guys.
No, go ahead.
That I'm in Mary Kay too. And that's been super fun.
She's my Mary Kay lady.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying.
It has really brought me out of my shell over the last 2 years, and I absolutely love it. I'm actually going to Dallas this coming July for a big event. It's called Seminar. It's like a party on crack, Mary Kay style. So we get to get dressed up in like prom dresses, and we have an awards night, and nice. I get to go with my Aunt Amy. So
yeah,
it's so
when
fun.
When she says my Amy, that is
my Aunt Amy.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That's my mom's sister.
Yeah. How wonderful is that? Yeah. Wow. Full circle there.
For sure.
I love it. Maddie Walters is her name. She's my guest here in the studio. It's so wonderful to have her sharing her story. 102.3 Proclaim FM. Maddie Walters here in the studio with me. How many people are texting here in our texting feature? 419-867-8673. And just everyone is saying the word that keeps coming up is you're an inspiration.
Well, it's all God. It's not me.
That's right. It is. But you could have reacted in a different way. And I know that through the years, you know, it was, he brought you through a whole lot of
valleys and mountains.
Yes. And yes. Yes. Hills and valleys.
Hills
right.
And valleys, yeah.
Absolutely. But he brought you through.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He did.
You're going to share your life verse coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? That'll be cool. Also, we want to remind everyone that they should be listening for the Splash Sounder.
All my life you have been faithful, grace of God.
Oh, that's good. That's Rhett Walker and the goodness of God on 102.3 Proclaim FM. Maddie Walters here in the studio sharing her story with me. This has been so much fun for me to hear it from you personally. You know, I mean, I've had bits and pieces of the story.
Right.
Maybe even much of the story. But last week when I saw that Maddie wrote on the anniversary of the tornado that took the life of your mom, your dad, and your brother, I was really blown away by how honest you were. You were vulnerable, you were honest, but you were also filled with hope. I mean, what a combination that is.
Right.
That's a godly and a healthy way to deal with the trauma of loss. And I know it's been 13 years and it's been a process, to say the least, but that process oftentimes, Maddie, takes people many more years than it has taken you.
Yeah.
Because people have a hard time forgiving.
Right.
So you have asked the question, and maybe you still ask the question, why am I still here?
Yeah.
I mean, you did say that. You wrote that.
Right.
So how have you grappled with that at all? What is the story there?
I think it's just like seeing the lives that have been impacted through what God has done. I think, you know, what I said earlier of it's all worth it going through tragedies when there's purpose in it. And when God really brings that tragedy into a triumph moment, even though like I didn't see the end of the tunnel right away, like now on the other side, 13 years later, I don't fully understand why it happened, but I know that God did it for a purpose and for a reason. And I'm grateful that I get to be his vessel that he gets to use.
You know, I suppose it's just something called semantics when we say, well, did God do it or he allowed it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's as a result of sin that there's devastation. It's as a result of sin that there is death. It's not like God didn't orchestrate death.
Right.
It came as a result of sin, that's rebellion.
Yeah.
And so rebellion has caused, you know, a difficulty and a rift throughout the through all the generations, mm-hmm. throughout this earth.
Right.
And there's a consequence for it. Yeah. Right. But the beautiful and amazing thing is that God didn't want to be separated from us, though mm-hmm. sin did separate us from God. And that's why he sent his one and only son.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think even think of the story with Job, like how many trials and things that he went through, but he still kept his eyes on the Lord through those times. And I just think it's so cool that we have a Bible that we get to read and that we get to see like, okay, we're not the only ones who go through these struggles in life. Like, people back in the Bible times did too, and the Lord was with them then, and he's going to be with us now.
Right. For he's the same mm-hmm. yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
What is your life verse?
It is Jeremiah 29:11.
Ah.
Yes. I'm going to read the actual version that I have because I love this version. I was going to say another version, but
okay.
It's for, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And then even the two verses after that are so good. Verse 12 says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me.
Wow. How powerful. Your future is filled with hope.
It is.
Amen.
Let him turn it in your favor. Watch him work it for your good.
2.3 Proclaim FM. Maddie Walters is here with me. Do you want to say hello to somebody?
Yes. We have a winner.
We do. Hi, what's your name?
Mary.
Mary what?
Mary Greeshaver.
And where are you from?
Oregon.
Oh my goodness, I live like 5 minutes from Oregon. Guess what?
Yes. What?
You are the winner!
Yeah, you're caller number 10!
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yes.
That's awesome. Mary, have you been trying to win it since we started doing the 102 Days of Summer Fun?
Yes, I have.
Well, good job.
Yes.
That's amazing. Have you been listening to Maddie's story?
Yes, I have just absolutely loved listening to her this afternoon.
I know. Mm. Amazing, isn't it? Isn't God good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look all that he's done with her and through her. How is that? I mean, it's like, wow, jaw-dropping. But, hey, Mary, congratulations. Stay on the line. We need to get some information from you. But can you just tell us, what is your favorite radio station?
102.3 Proclaim FM.
We thought so. All right, Mary's our winner. It does go by fast, especially when you've got this compelling story and then the music carries us through.
Yeah.
And the Lord's anointing is all over our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people have responded and it's spoken to their lives.
Yeah.
There's a woman who lost her daughter to a brain tumor a few years back. And she's just filled with hope from the conversation that you have shared. You know, we all face trials, right? Of all kinds, Jesus said. But in this world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Absolutely.
I've overcome the world, he said. So, yeah. So Maddie Walters, what are the final thoughts that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, so I think one of the first ones, we were talking about family earlier and what the dynamics of family were after the tornado. Yeah. And honestly, my Uncle Craig, who is married to my Aunt Amy was my mom's sister. And so he married into the family. So his parents were not my biological grandparents, and his sister right. and brother were not my biological family either. But after the tornado, they just kind of scooped me up as their own. And I'm just so forever wow. grateful for them. And now my Grammy, she passed away this past October from cancer, and she's experiencing heaven with my parents and my brother. And it's just so cool that she gets to experience that. And now I get to be there for my Poppy when he was there for me 13 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. So you're incorporated in yet another family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so your family grew as mm-hmm. a result of the sorrow and the yeah. difficulty. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And my Aunt Hallie and Uncle David, they're amazing too. I love them. Yeah. And then, of course, my mom's siblings, Aunt Amy. And then I have an Uncle Chad and an Uncle Dan and, of course, their wives and cousins. And I love that I have such a supportive support system.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, they also walked through tragedy during that time, losing their sister.
Yes. Yes.
But we just came together and we walked through the trial, and we are here on the other side, triumph, and just ready to meet them one day whenever the Lord calls us home.
Yeah. Tell me something that stands out about your mom.
I think just her giving heart and how she was always so selfless. And I love that. I know like a lot of people, they're like, oh my gosh, you look just like your mom. You have like so many of the same characteristics and your personalities are the same.
Nice.
And I just love that I get to continue to carry on that legacy.
Yeah. And when you think of your dad, what stands out?
His humor. He was always so funny, and he was always like a computer like guy. He was a computer whiz. He always like knew how to fix problems and how he was always there for us. And I think it was when my parents met, like he didn't know the Lord. And my mom grew up in a Baptist minister's home. And so, of course, she was kind of brought in to the faith and knowing Jesus, and how she got to lead my dad and to the Lord and just help him along that journey, and how he was the head of our household and literally was Jesus here on earth to us.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And one last person.
Yeah. My brother. He was crazy. He was only 4 when he passed away, but he just impacted so many lives. And I think he used to call my Aunt Amy like Spunky or Spider, or I don't even know what it was, but he always had the craziest nickname. So,
aww.
Yeah.
Well, what a day that will be when you see them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we see Jesus, how beautiful that's going to be too, right?
Yeah.
And until then, let's live for him.
Absolutely.
And I know that that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You have embraced the joy of the Lord that was given to you. And, you know, you didn't have to, but I'm so glad you did.
Yeah.
He's brought you through a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud to call you friend. And you're my sister in the Lord.
Absolutely.
And you are just precious. So thank you for sharing your story today.
Absolutely.
It's been wonderful.
Yes.
We're going to wrap things up with a Jeremy Camp song because this is your request.
It is.
And you still believe.
Yeah.
All right. Bless you, girl.
Bye.
Bye. On 102.3 Proclaim FM, Maddie Walters has shared her story with us, and it's been just a delight.
The scattered words. I still believe in your holy word, even when I don't see it. Well, I still believe. 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 I still